AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The western U.S. has been sweltering under a heat wave. Julie Walker on where it's headed.
National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss says 83 million people from California to Mississippi are under heat warnings and advisories, and that number will increase through the week.
We're looking at high temperatures that will be in the 110s across the parts of the desert southwest through the middle of the week. And then high temperatures above 100 degrees that will be stretching as far east as Texas, Louisiana, and even maybe Mississippi by the end of the week.
Weiss says if that seems hot, your parked car can get up to 140 degrees.
You can make cookies in a car on a really hot day.
And he says the Weather Service has done it as a way to warn against leaving children or pets in cars. I'm Julie Walker.
After drying out a bit, the National Weather Service says more rain in the forecast for the saturated northeast, and smoke from Canadian wildfires has been making for unhealthy air quality across the central U.S. Civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging Florida's new immigration law. Lisa Dwyer explains.
The legislation that Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law in May bolsters his migrant relocation program and limits social services for immigrants lacking permanent legal status. The lawsuit specifically focuses on provisions that criminalize the transportation of individuals into Florida who may have entered the country unlawfully and haven't been, quote, inspected by the federal government since. The complaint states that it's unconstitutional for a state to unilaterally regulate federal immigration and subject people to criminal punishment without fair notice. The lawsuit also asserts that Florida's use of the term inspection is unconstitutionally vague. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Russia is drawing international criticism for suspending the deal to allow grain shipments from Ukraine to parts of the world where people are going hungry. This is AP News. Rabbits. They're furry and quiet and all over Wilton Manors, Florida. Donna Warder has this story.
Up to 100 lionhead rabbits have taken up residence in a neighborhood near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. John King, who lives in Wilton Manors, says every morning he covers up the holes in his backyard the rabbits made and chases them out of his yard.
I like them, but I just wish they would live somewhere else.
Local rabbit supporter Alicia Griggs says they're hopping all over the neighborhood.
One of the neighbors moved a couple of years ago and she just left her rabbits in the street when she moved. They were not spayed or neutered, so they started multiplying.
Griggs says the rabbits can suffer heat stroke when it gets too hot and predators have been killing them. The city had planned to exterminate the rabbits, but residents are raising money for them to be rehomed. I'm Donna Warder.
Thanks, Donna, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.